if you're going to have a block party in Fayetteville, it only seems natural to have it on Block Street. On Sunday, Block Street businesses will host the inaugural Block Street Block Party from 1 to 8 o'clock. Little Bread Company owner Hannah Withers says the party will be a way to celebrate the street's recent revamp.
We all sort of came up with the idea. We started the Block Street Business Association about a year ago. Wendy Finn from I Am Spa was getting us together during the construction phase to sort of talk about advertising and talk about how to handle certain things in our district, because we're very separate from the things that happen on the square and the things that happen on Dixon Street. And the city sort of remodeled us to become this thoroughfare between the two places. And so we decided that now that the construction is done, that this is a perfect time to celebrate the fact that we're different from Dixon and the square and have our own event.
All three blocks between Dixon Street and the Fayetteville Square will only be open to foot traffic on Sunday. Several of the businesses along the street will open up for extended hours, and a variety of events are planned for the block party.
We're starting the festival off with a ribbon cutting by Lionel Jordan at the beginning at 1 o'clock on the corner of Dixon and Block. And the Fayetteville Pedicab Company is picking him and a couple of council people up to do a back-end parking demonstration on the first block with our interesting parking layout. And we have Sound Warehouse is doing a chalk drawing competition all day. There will be a hot dog eating competition at JR's. We're doing a waiter's race that you can enter from any restaurant that you work at in Fayetteville. We're doing an obstacle course. There's a $100 cash prize for the winner. We've got beer pong tournaments at Maxine's all day long. I think it should be a lot of fun.
The festival will also feature four different music stages, two beer gardens, and about 30 different nonprofit groups who will have informational booths and activities for both children and adults. There is no cost to attend the festival.
It's all free. There is a lot for sale. There's a lot of food for sale, but there are a lot of people that are doing free activities. We have a law office that's doing a free raffle for a flat screen TV. Doesn't cost a thing. All you've got to do is put your name on it. There are a lot of people that are bringing balloon artists and people that are just there to participate. So there are some people that are doing, Bank of Fayetteville is doing hot dogs. They're doing balloons. They're doing some things that the proceeds go to charities of their choice. But for the most part, you can come and listen to music and hang out for virtually nothing if you want to.
Withers has been helping plan the event since February, and she says several local organizations have been willing to be a part of the festival.
You know, I think Fayetteville's just ready for a festival that's for Fayetteville. I think we weren't aiming at bringing in out-of-towners, and I don't think we were aiming at hitting any particular kind of market, but I think Block Street is a really eclectic street, and it's a very independent and locally owned street. And I think when you have a street like that, there are a lot of community people who are like-minded who support that street. So most of these people that are participating are people that we know as business owners or who are customers of ours that we reached out to and asked them to come and join the fun. It happened very organically and very naturally.
In addition to the festival being a success in its inaugural year, Withers hopes it will become an annual event.
We'd like it to be something that we look forward to at the end of the school year every year. We'd also like it to be, I think this is a year that's going to be a learning curve for us. There are a lot of things that we don't know how they're going to work. We don't exactly know how much space we have or how much is too much space or too many things. And so it should be interesting to see how it all turns out with just a couple months worth of planning.
A complete list of activities and vendors is available at blockstreetbusinesses.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.